This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. The Vancouver Canucks made a scene over the weekend, celebrating Halloween together ahead of the actual holiday. It was a very quiet scene, however, as the only sign that it even happened was a few solitary posts on social media. Thanks to those posts, however, we know what some of the Canucks dressed up as for Halloween, but only some of them. Even if Canucks fans only got a glimpse of a few of their favorite players in Halloween costumes, there's no doubt about who had the best costume of them all. Let's break them down. Demkos and Bessers and Wags. Oh my. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Lexi Demko, at LexLexDemko. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. This Wizard of Oz group costume is dynamite altogether, but even separated out, these are great individual costumes. Thatcher Demko's bearded Dorothy is absolutely incredible, complete with thigh-high tights, ruby-red slippers, and Toto in a wicker basket. His wife, Lexi Demko, makes for an excellent scarecrow. Brock Besser fully commits with the silver face paint as the Tin Man. Hopefully without the aluminum dust that poisoned the original Tin Man, Buddy Ebsen. Besser's girlfriend doesn't look particularly cowardly as the lion. The video of them attempting the famous linked arms skip down the yellow brick road needs a little work. That's the best we're gonna do, says Demko, but this is still fantastic work from this foursome. All they need is Bruce Boudreau as the great and powerful Oz. Meet the Millers as Ken and Barbie. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Natalie Miller, at nmiller_02. JT and Natalie Miller give us a classic Ken and Barbie look, as opposed to the neon spandex rollerblading Ken and Barbie that are likely to be a popular Halloween costume, based on early shots of Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling from the upcoming Barbie movie. JT's look is close to the Ken that appeared in Toy Story 3, complete with ascot and the rigid, open-handed arm. Russian Canucks go German and Dalmatian. Vasily Pokolzin and Andrei Kuzmenko have been a great duo in the media, with Pokolzin acting as Kuzmenko's interpreter. Quite the feat, considering Pokolzin needed an interpreter of his own at the start of last season. For Halloween, Pokolzin and Kuzmenko were once again glued together at the hip, donning lederhosen and comedically large mustaches for an Oktoberfest look. Meanwhile, their fellow countryman, Ilya Mikheyev, did a group costume with his wife, Christina. Ilya dressed as one of the 101 Dalmatians, while Christina dressed as Cruella de Vil, which implies she wants to skin Mikheyev and turn him into a coat. Weird, but great costume. Sasha Pokolzin's Wednesday Addams is, as the kids say these days, a serve. Deer Hunter, but not the band. Tucker Poolman puts on the camouflage and a bright orange hat to hunt his girlfriend, dressed as Bambi. Again, like Mikheyev and his girlfriend, weird messaging in this couple's costume. Rathbone and Hughes are hippies. I don't even think this is a costume. I think this is just how Quinn Hughes and Jack Rathbone normally dress. All Canucks are bananas. Okay, just one All Canuck is a banana, Artur Silovs. Danila and Natasia Klimovich have a couple's costume as a prisoner and police officer, again with the mixed messages, while Carol Plasek is much more friendly with his partner as doctor and nurse. To wrap things up, here's Bo Horvat and Tanner Pearson being incredibly wrong about chocolate.